每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
5月22日，独一无二的创造。我们的心向来等候耶和华。诗篇33篇20节。我有灵魂，并且我有身体。身体是灵魂的居所。在霍姆斯80多岁时，一个朋友问候他说：你好吗？我很好，我住在摇摇欲坠的房子里，霍姆斯说，但霍姆斯一切安好，谢谢你。在这个物欲横流的时代，我们往往忘记了我们看不见真正的恒久的部分。很多时候，我们把金钱和精力都花在延续我们身体的这一部分。很多人不关心他们的精神健康和培养，因此医生办公室总是人满为患，而许多牧师的咨询室却是空的。当上帝创造人类时，他使人独特，不同于其他动物，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。神给他穿上智慧、良知和意志。神按照自己的形象造了他，神的朋友、同伴。当复活时，这必死的既变成不死的，我们也要像他一样，并与他永远在一起。让我们一起祷告。我亲爱的主啊，当我想到与主永远同在时，我是多么的期望。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
May 22nd, God made us unique. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. Psalm 33:20. I am a soul, and I have a body. The body is the house in which the soul lives. When Oliver Wendell Holmes was in his 80th year, a friend hailed him and asked, "How are you?" "I am fine," said Holmes. "The house I live in is tottering and crumbling, but Oliver Wendell Holmes is fine, thank you." In this materialistic age, we often forget that the abiding part of us is invisible. Much time, money, and effort are expended to perpetuate the physical part of us, and too many are unconcerned about their spiritual health and nurture. Hence, doctors' offices are overcrowded and many ministers' counseling rooms are empty. When God created man, He made him distinctive, different from the other animals.He breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He clothed him with intelligence, conscience, and a will. He made him like himself, a companion, a friend of God. At the resurrection, This mortal shall put on immortality, and we shall be like him, and be with him forever. Let's pray. What expectation is mine as I think of being with you forever, my beloved Lord Jesus? In your name I pray. Amen.